And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel Tuesday displayed a recovered Iranian ballistic missile it intercepted during the unprecedented attack on Israel Saturday and Sunday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Israel's military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, held a news briefing in front of one of the missiles. He said each missile carried 500 kilos of explosives in its warhead, and Iran had fired 110 of them at Israel. He credited an international coalition led by the U.S. with stopping most of the attacks last weekend. Hagari promised a response from Israel.
Firing 110 ballistic missiles directly to Israel will not get scot-free. We will respond in our time, in our place, in the way that we will choose.
Israel's international allies have urged the nation to show restraint in its response. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
As VOA's Patsy Wadakar-Swara reports, Israel's response may not be as direct as an all-out military assault.
Israel could also opt for covert operations targeting Iranian officials or cyber attacks like the 2010 Stuxnet malware. Gregory Hatcher of White Knight Lab cybersecurity consultancy via Zoom.
They created a virus and then they injected it into an Iranian nuclear facility and actually made the centrifuges spin uncontrollably and destroyed like millions of dollars and slowed down the nuclear capabilities of Iran.
Whatever option Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decides on, President Joe Biden has told him the U.S. will not participate in Israel's counterattack and urge de-escalation. Patsy Wadakar-Swara, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres again called for an urgent de-escalation of hostilities in a phone conversation with Iran's foreign minister following Tehran's weekend attack on Israel. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric